I love studying the scriptures and going through the gospels and reading the teachings of Christ. I love his parables. I love the way that he taught. I love the way that he showed his compassion, the way that he would heal people physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I want you to think about that today. It's one thing to have a physical ailment, but it's another thing to be hurt in the soul, in your very soul. As we look at this part, these are the times before Jesus was crucified. It's the times when he was betrayed, beaten, spit upon. But there's a word I want you to see today that's very important. When Pilate heard it, he asked whether the man was a Galilean, and when he learned that Jesus belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself was in Jerusalem at that time. Now Herod was very glad when he saw Jesus, for he had wanted to see him for a long time because he had been hearing about him and was hoping to see some sign performed by him. And he questioned him at some length, but he answered him nothing. And before we continue on with the scripture here, remember what Jesus looked like at that moment. During the night, after he had been taken captive by the Sanhedrin, he had been beaten mercilessly. In chapter 22, it says, "Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him and beating him, and they blindfolded him and were asking him, saying, 'Prophesy, who is the one who hit you?'" They were beating him prior to this. So when he stood before Pilate, he was bloody and beaten. And that's how he was presented to Herod, bloody and beaten. And it says, "And Herod questioned him at some length, but he answered them nothing." So see that in your mind, how Jesus was. And the chief priests and scribes were standing there accusing him vehemently. And Herod, with his soldiers, after treating Jesus with contempt and mocking him, dressed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him back to Pilate. Now Herod and Pilate became friends with one another that very day, for before they had been enemies with each other. This is the word I want you to see today. We first see it in chapter 22. "Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him and beating him." In verse 11 of chapter 23, "And Herod and his soldiers, after treating him with contempt and mocking him, dressed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him back to Pilate." We think of Jesus shedding his blood on the cross. We think of him giving his body up on the cross. But the process began before the cross. They were beating him, and the blood was flowing freely. His blood and body were being shed during this time. But that's not the only suffering he had. It says that they were mocking him. I don't know if you've ever been mocked. It hurts. It hurts when people say things against you, and especially more so when those things are not true. Jesus had already begun his suffering for you, not only with his body and blood, but with his soul. At any given point, he could have stopped it all, and he could have crushed them. But he didn't. This is what I believe. I believe that part of what we receive from Christ in forgiveness and redemption is his suffering by being mocked. I know in your soul there are times when it hurts so bad because of what someone said to you. And yet Jesus Christ experienced that. In the way that he shed his blood, in the way that he gave his body as a sacrifice, he allowed himself to be mocked, that your soul could be healed. Please understand this. The pain that you feel, he has felt it in a greater way than you can ever imagine, in order that your soul may be healed. Father, I want you to take your child today and understand that you know firsthand what it is like to be mocked, to be accused vehemently. And Father, I want you to take your child today and give them this gift that you suffered for, this gift of being healed within their soul. So, Father, you put your peace upon your child today and fill them with your peace. And instead of hearing words of mocking, let them know your words in presence of affirmation and love today. Amen.